This is Akashvani. India today scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad, chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue. The New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets, while Akshar Patel also picked up 3 wickets. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a World Cup final, at the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. Abhishek Sharma and Ishan Kishan also made half centuries. For the Black Caps, James Neesham picked up 3 wickets. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team on winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup 3 times, and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row." Prime Minister Modi also said in a social media post, "This remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork." Mr. Modi said that the team have shown outstanding grit through the tournament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city. He said the new metro section that opened today will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital.
Aaj jo metro ka naya section shuru hua hai, usse rajdhani ke lakhon logo ko bahut badi suvidha milne wali hai. Khaas taur par purvi aur uttar purvi Delhi ke logon ke liye ab roz ka safar पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आसान होगा. इन सब के साथ ही गाजियाबाद, नोएडा, फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग-अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा.
On lapses as President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting President Murmu. The BJP has criticized the TMC government in West Bengal for not maintaining protocol during the visit of President Draupadi Murmu and abruptly changing the venue of International Santhal Conference held in the state yesterday. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said, "The opposition allies, including the TMC, have levelled allegations that the constitution is under threat. But the TMC has brought disrespect to the country's highest constitutional authority through its conduct." Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, Air India has decided to operate 78 additional flights on 9 routes between the 10th and the 18th of this month to tackle the high demand for reliable travel options. In its advisory, the airline said these additional flights will operate from Delhi to New York, London, Frankfurt, Paris, Amsterdam, Zurich, Colombo, Male, and from Mumbai to London. It added that these flights will add 17,660 seats on 9 routes in both directions. In Nepal, final results of 159 constituencies have been announced for the election to the House of Representatives. Counting of votes for 6 constituencies is underway. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has emerged as the leading party, winning 122 seats and leading in 3 others under the first-past-the-post system. The Nepali Congress has won 17 seats, while the UML has secured 7 seats and is leading in 3. The NCP has won 7 seats and is ahead in 2 constituencies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.